Welcome to Shotgun Saturday Nights, an unofficial King Falls AM fan cast where fans get together to discuss King Falls AM episodes, share stories, and show our appreciation for the K fam in general. Warning, this podcast does contain spoilers for episode 1, 660 on the AM dial. So if you haven't listened yet, first of all, what are you doing with your life? Second, go listen. We'll be here when you get back. I'm Dana.
And I'm Dawn.
Let's get started. So Dawn, tell us about yourself. How did you first find out about King Falls AM?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. Like, back in the day, I heard about podcasts, but I didn't really pay them very much attention. And the first podcast I ever listened to was, for a lot of people, it's the same podcast. It's Welcome to Night Vale. Couldn't really get into it at the time. I just kind of felt it wasn't for me at the time. Fast forward till last year, and I started getting into it again. I started getting into podcasts die hard. Because I had a night crew position. I was working nights. Need something to listen to. So I was just in a Night Vale group, and somebody was like, hey, people should check out this other podcast called King Falls AM. It's really fucking good. It's really fucking funny. And one night when I was playing some 7 Days to Die, epic video game, by the way, I had it on my Bluetooth, and just started frigging grinding out episodes. And I am now a fanatical convert to 660 on the AM dial. That's also all there is to that.
All right.
Madame.
Yeah, it was pretty similar. My first podcast was actually Sword and Scale, which is a true crime podcast. So for any of you who like true crime, Sword and Scale.
Nice.
Then I was actually on, I was at work, and one of the girls I work with recommended Welcome to Night Vale. Then I was on Twitter, and somebody had posted hey, does anybody have any good podcasts, posts? And I was kind of going through the comments, and I had seen King Falls listed, 5 or 6 times. So I thought, yeah, I'll listen to that. Obviously, people enjoy it. So, and I don't remember how far they were into it. I remember I binged probably the first at least 15 or 20 episodes before I had caught up. So it was still relatively new.
Yeah.
I don't think we had even, maybe we had reached the first Christmas episode by the time I'd caught up.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. So it was still relatively new.
So you've been an actual long time listener of the podcast.
I have been a long time listener.
And I honestly just started right around, it's actually almost been a year for me since I started listening.
No, almost I was a year. Here in 2015.
Nice.
So yeah, it was kind of weird. So they were still very new, and it was, yeah. You get caught up, and then you're like, wait, I have to wait? Where's the next episode?
Well, what I was happy with was that the podcast is still very much active, or was very much active at the time.
We
should also probably point out this is a not safe for work podcast.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should have said that in the beginning.
Whoops.
I'll think about adding that next episode. However, if anybody has listened to King Falls for beyond the first 12 episodes,
yeah,
King Falls is not
exactly
safe for work, so why would we be?
It should be obvious.
Yeah, well, that's fine. They'll figure it out real quick. Well, okay, because like some of my tweets haven't been, you fuckers, I goddamn fucking hate you. I'm never listening to the show again. I'm sorry. Yes, I am. Please don't stop the show. Please don't kick me out of the group. Please,
yeah. Okay, Pete.
Shh, spoiler.
Oh, shit.
That's okay. We'll edit that out in post. It's fine. All right. So yeah, but I was hooked from episode one. I was just like, yeah. Next episode.
See, with me, it was like I listened to that first episode and I was like, man, this has a motherfucking X-Files vibe to it. Like,
yeah,
for real.
It kind of have an X-Files
and
vibe.
That's what kind of grabbed me was the fact that it wasn't fucking Welcome to Night Vale. I got nothing against Welcome to Night Vale. It's a good.
No, I love Night Vale.
I mean, goddamn. Goddamn, that podcast is amazing, but King Falls AM is in a fucking league of its own, and just having like an abduction by the triangle shaped thingies, not UFOs.
Yes, hey, we did not really say UFO.
Yeah.
Triangle
shaped thingies. Uh oh, yes, you froze.
You froze for a second there. Give you a heads up.
We both froze then, because I saw you freeze.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Hey guys, if one of us is talking and the other isn't, or nobody's talking, we froze.
So yeah, I mean, just the fact that it had that that X-Files type vibe, like right off the bat, that really kind of drew me in. Like it started out like it was gonna be okay. It's about, you know, this late night AM talk show, and they're just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And then boom, fucking X-Files. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking down. Right. Let's fucking roll.
Every time I talk to somebody and try to explain it, they're like, oh, it's like Welcome to Night Vale. No.
No.
No. I mean, okay, fine, if it helps you think of it that way, but no, it's really not.
Yeah, I mean,
the only similarities are they are radio stations and they are radio hosts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not at all the same.
Yeah, I mean, Welcome to Night Vale is very,
it's very next level, I think.
It's very, I don't really know how to, I know how I want to describe Welcome to Night Vale. It's very tongue-in-cheek.
Very much so.
And it's very literal. Like, you know, when Cecil's saying, yes, we have a dog park, do not go into the dog park, you know?
Yeah.
You know your bitch ass better not be going in that fucking dog park. Or the hooded figures are going to come and get you.
Right. But,
you know, that's a town where the extraordinary is ordinary. I mean, people have to deal with that shit every day. And King Falls is somewhat similar, except it's more like dealing with, you know, vampires and, you know, zombies.
Werewolves,
aliens.
And you're extraordinary, you're supernatural. They aren't out of the ordinary. They aren't anything you need to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just a neighbor and you just move along and you're like, hey, hi, how's it going?
And I mean, magic is a thing in Night Vale. Huh? I mean, fuck.
Well, magic is a thing in both. Magic is a thing in Night Vale, but yes, you meant magic is a thing in King Falls. I promise listeners, after this episode, we will not be screwing up Welcome to Night Vale and King Falls AM. I swear to God. Because this will
won't happen.
We talk about Night Vale.
God, fucking damn it.
Because that was our intro to... Yeah. So, and anybody who listens to Night Vale, it's excellent. Please go listen to that too. It's really good.
Yes.
So we're talking about King Falls, our favorite little mountain town.
Falls.
My motherfucking bags are packed. I want to go there so bad.
Well, you do realize that if you try to if you were to head out to your car right now, you'd probably be abducted. And your bags would be left right inside your house.
With the car running.
with the car running.
I know.
That would happen.
That's why I don't do it.
Safety first.
You know, for those of you who aren't caught up, go fucking listen. We've been trying to stay spoiler-free. Clearly, that lasted about, 30 seconds.
So, yeah, that didn't last too fucking long.
No, we're going to try to stay spoiler-free in the future as well. Actually, I take that back. We are not giving spoilers. We're just dropping little Easter eggs.
Yes, Easter eggs.
We're getting all of our Easter eggs in on episode one.
Yep. Orchies, Easter eggs, orchies, Easter eggs, Archie. Orchies.
I'm going to have Archie in my head all the fucking night. And don't get me wrong, I love me some Archie. But Edith I'm going to have Archie in my head all motherfucking
Edith
night.
Bunker singing Archie, singing Archie's Palm Tree Palace.
So did you get hooked from episode one, or did you have to listen to a couple episodes?
I would say I kind of... Like, when I interviewed Kyle, I was like, oh, you know, this is pretty good. And then, like, as I got further into it, I got really hooked. But I would say, I mean, the story was compelling enough in episode one, and all the fucking props to them motherfuckers. They made it, you know, because I think there was, like, going off on a tangent here, I think there's, like, a study that's actually been done about like songs or just media in general that people make, whether it's books, whether it's fucking podcasts, whether it's stories, whatever the fuck it is. If it doesn't hook people within like, it's kind of like the fucking elevator.
Yeah. If elevator it doesn't hook speech, like in the first 30 seconds then, or the first couple of pages or the
fuck
first,
it, you're
yeah.
done. You're
yeah,
done.
You're done. So. And I will not disagree with that. This one, like I said, it hooked me from the beginning. Let me see. Let me pull out my notebook. Easter egg.
Don't you mean the thought journal?
Yes, my thought journal. My show notes. Okay. So first of all, I've got to say I'm in love with Chet. Chet, yeah. Motherfucking Sebastian. Boom. That's my heartbeat. For those of you who are not in the know, that's my heartbeat. Boom. Like, I could be one of Chet's bitches. I don't know. And he disgusts me. He absolutely disgusts me. And I could still do it.
Are you saying that you'd buy Chet some drinks at the Red Rock? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying... I could get down with some Chet slow jams. Once you go Blackberry, you never go Backberry. Woo! Sorry, I had to. I'm gonna slow down for a second. Woo-hoo! Okay. I'm having a moment. Woo!
Oh my Christ, that's funny.
Talk amongst yourselves, some for clumps.
I'm sure that if Trent ever listens to this, he will be flattered.
Oh my God. Trent, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this episode, because
I'll be like, Trent, here's a fucking sneak peek, Trent. Listen to it.
I know. Yeah, I can see sending this clip to Trent. Hey, Trent, listen to this.
And Trent just be like, oh, hey. Lord.
Trent's going to go, block these women on Twitter now. So you listen to Trent, and first of all, when y'all listen to the episode, I'm gonna be calling him fucking Trent the whole rest of Chet opens the episode, so he's got that very deep, very baritone, very Barry White voice kind of thing. I just picture him walking out of the studio like
Barry White.
5'2", 100 pounds soaking wet. Does not have that deep voice in real life. He's got kind of like a funky high-pitched voice, but he's got one of those voice modifier things that he uses on the radio. I don't know why.
That's oh, just, my gosh.
That was like my first thing when I pictured Chet. I was like, I bet that's what Chet looks like.
Jesus. I can, like...
I would crush it. Oh.
Like, it's just so awesome that that they have Trent open, like, this magnificent, epic as fuck podcast, because Trent is, like, that goddamn guy, he's, like, 75% of the fucking actors.
He is the voices on that show. 1,000 voices.
Yeah. He's definitely, like, he says he's not. I told him that he was wrong, but I told him that he was, like, this generation's Mel Blanc. Like, he's really good.
Yeah.
And maybe not this generation's Mel Blanc, maybe not that, you know, that diverse in voices, but he's diverse enough so that when he plays a couple of other gentlemen, no spoilers.
Grandpa!
When he plays a couple of other gentlemen, you don't see, you know, who Trent really is. You're seeing those.
Yeah, every voice
you're picturing those characters. Character.
Absolutely.
So this,
you hear Noah, you picture Ben.
Yeah.
You hear definitely. Kyle, you picture Sammy.
Sammy
in my head does not look anything like Kyle.
Yeah.
Same. Ben kind of looks like Noah. That's not.
Yeah, I mean, even they've said that. Even they've said that.
Ben and Noah, they're identical fucking twins. Just not even. And, oh my God. So I have to tell you, maybe 6 or 7 episodes in, I go to bed because I was listening to it at work. So I didn't, you know, my binge lasted like 2 days. 2 or 3 days before I caught up. So I go to bed and I'm dreaming that I'm in a mall food court. They don't have courtrooms in the mall. They do have a tiny jail. But I'm in the food court in the mall, and I hear this voice, and I'm like, I know that voice, and it's Noah. And I start knocking people over and throwing tables.
You know, maybe Ben was at the fucking Hot Topic meeting with the vampires.
Ben was at the Hot Topic. He was pranking Cynthia.
Yep.
At the Hot Topic. Spoiler alert.
Damn it, Don!
We may have to work on that.
Damn it, Don! You and your fucking spoilers, you son of a bitch! Fuck you!
Hey, I'm glad it's not me. Because I'm sitting here going, don't talk spoilers, don't talk spoilers, don't talk spoilers. Fuck it, we're talking spoilers.
Hello, dear listeners. My name's Dawn. I'm a fucking asshole.
She's a phenomenal podcast.
I'm a phenomenal asshole. That's what I am.
We're all phenomenal assholes. It's all good. I've used that line too. I've like cooked dinner for some friends. They're like, hey, this is really good. Like acting surprised. But wait, hello. Okay, I realize y'all, dear listeners, you can't see me. Hello, I'm like, I don't know, 6,000 pounds. Like, they're surprised I can cook. I don't know why. They're like, oh, yeah, this is really good. I'm a phenomenal chef.
Oh, wait a minute. Spoilers.
Easter egg.
Easter egg.
Easter egg.
Jesus Christ.
He's not going to help us either.
Jack in the box.
But not the one on Red Oak. Nobody goes to Red Oak.
Nobody goes to Red Oak.
Ew. Nobody goes to Red Oak.
Ew.
Yo. Red Oak.
Oh my God.
She just hugs the wall.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, sorry. We're having to give up on spoilers. Oh my God, I am so sorry for those of you who cannot follow along with what's going on. And just have to deal with
the laughter. Damn it, Dana. You got me laughing. Now I can't fucking stop. Oh, okay. Oh, Christ.
And scene.
We can
wait a minute. Let me get my notebook. I'll find something else for us to talk about.
Well, we can talk about the actual episode.
We were talking, yes.
We were.
Introducing the episode. That's where we were going. So, the love of my life, Chet Sebastian, opens up.
Yes. Well, actually, hold on a second. He did, he opened it up vocally.
Yes.
But musically, motherfucking Cameron Chambers.
Oh my God. Yes.
Fucking music.
Cameron,
and that
I'm
shit
not
slapped.
Worthy. I'm not worthy. Yes. Cameron Chambers
fucking grand slam out of fucking Fenway Park with that shit.
And right out of the park. Yeah.
I'd crank that fucking album all the time.
So do I. And when I'm listening, like, on my Spotify, and I don't pick, like, a playlist, I just, you know, you click the songs you like, and it just plays whatever song you like.
Yep.
Sitting there listening, all of a sudden Cameron comes on. All work stops. It's like, tick, 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 tick. I know y'all can't see me, but I did the whole squirrel. And his song ends, and I'm like, okay. Tick, 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 tick.
Yep.
Yes, so Chet verbally announces after the phenomenal Cameron Chambers announces we have now got, you know, a brand new show, the Sammy and Ben Show, Sammy's First Night. Sammy, man after my own heart, is perpetually running late.
Motherfucking Sammy Stevens. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm like, 10 minutes early was 15 minutes late. Yeah, not for me. 10 minutes. Holy shit, I still got time. What the hell? 10 minutes late and my ass showed up on time.
Yep. I hear that.
Yep. Sammy shows up. Ben is on the censorship button. You know who I'm talking about. When you talk about the censorship button.
Oh, yes. He was on the dumb button.
Yes, he's on the dumb button. But
oh, not the dumb button. The, basically, it's a censorship button.
Censorship button. Anyway, so yeah, he's on the censorship button. Sammy can't say hell at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Or shit.
It's a totally show. Yeah. Like, yeah, Ben, we can give hell a pass.
Oh, my God. And then he brings up George Carlin.
Yes, George Carlin. Yeah, George Carlin 7, or derivative thereof.
Yep.
Drags poor Benny on the line. I'm sorry, Ben. Not Benny, not Benjamin.
Ben.
Ben. Ben up on the line. Ben talks about how he wants to be a journalist, but doesn't want to leave King Falls.
Yep.
He wants to be a journalist. I get it. I understand. If I lived in King Falls, I wouldn't want to live there either. You got everything you need for, you know, a Pulitzer. So that's when we start. That's the first time, and not the last, we hear Cronkite broke off.
Broke off. Ben Hart.
Is another thing that I walk around quoting at work. I want that on a t-shirt. Cronkite broke off.
Don't they have that on a t-shirt?
No. No, they
don't.
Oh,
shit. They should.
They've got Rage, and then they've got the list of the names. So yep. Sanagin, Troy.
See, that's the bummer. Like, I can't wear that average height, medium Rage, because I'm neither.
I am average height. Well, if you consider 5'7" to be average, I don't know.
I'm 5'11", so.
Yeah, there you go. But average weight prevents me from wearing the largest t-shirt they have. So I have my average height, medium Rage t-shirt. I'm going to turn it into a pillow so I can snuggle up with Benny and not have to.
Aww. So what got me in the first episode was, a couple things. And, you know, Kyle kind of downed himself in the Beyond the Falls episode, talking about this episode, where he was like, man, it took me like fucking 2 hours just to say, you know, Hi, dear listeners. Welcome to 660 on your AM radio dial, you know? And I was like, shit, he fucking sounds like he's done it forever. Like, I mean, it was just boom, fucking nailed it. It sounds like he's done it forever. And, you know, obviously some of the props has got to go to Noah because Noah was, you know, kind of coaching him through it. But, I mean, honestly, he has a fucking voice made for, like, radio.
He does.
Or made for voice acting. Amazing voice.
Yeah. He denies it six ways from Sunday. I'm not an actor.
Oh, Kyle, fuck you. You know what, Kyle? You know what?
Fuck you, Kyle.
Kyle's gonna be like, what, Dawn? And I'm gonna be like, Kyle, fuck you, Kyle. Fuck you. This is Captain Kyle.
No, Kenny.
You're an actor, Kyle. Just shut up. That was my horrible Carmen impersonation. And Kyle, if you ever do hear this, I didn't mean those fuck yous. those were absolute jokes.
Fuck yous of love.
So please don't block me. That would be great.
They're all going to block us.
They're all going to fucking block us. The only fan-made King Falls AM podcast blocked by every single member of King Falls AM.
And the entire King Falls.
No!
Yes!
So that was one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this actually plays into this huge fucking theory I have about the whole fucking storyline and canon at large, is that Ben's going on and on and on about, about General Abilene and about how he likes to fucking hide the sign in Sweetser Forest. Or he likes to, like, turn the sign around and shit. And Sammy's like, what sign? There wasn't any sign in Sweetser Forest. And so Ben's like, oh, whoa, you know, that's kind of, he's like, oh, wow, you know, General's come up with a new one. That's pretty interesting. So here's the thing. And this wasn't on the first go round. This is more like on the second or the third go round for me. I think that Sammy was never, ever meant to find King Falls to begin with. He was never meant to go there.
And I don't want to get into it because, you know, we're going to get to this later.
Yep.
So I don't want to give, like, major spoilers away.
Oh, yeah, we can't give major spoilers away.
Don't forget.
We haven't been doing it all fucking recording.
Well, I know, but this is a big spoiler. This is the big time spoiler.
Yeah, that's true. Big fucking time spoiler.
I mean, maybe he originally wasn't meant to find it, but don't forget he is written in the thing with the collar and the thing.
Yes, he is.
So he could have been added later.
That's a good point.
One person who's unwritten would have been added later.
Yeah.
And hasn't been.
Like, I think that to some degree, I think that to some degree, the protector of the town.
Merv.
No, not Merv. Walt.
Merv is the protector. Well, yeah, Walt.
I think Walt, kind of had some foreshadowing of all of this somehow and was like, oh, you know, the time is coming, you know. And I just think that there was something going on with him about how he was able to either he worked with General Abilene or something. I don't know. But that's my theory, and that everything that happened pre-Sammy entering King Falls was kind of like a catalyst for him, you know.
Yeah. Well, oh, so then we're going with the theory that, you know, they've always had weird goings on, but that the bad stuff didn't start until Sammy got there because of Sammy.
Yeah, I think that
in theory, because isn't that what Mayor Grissom said?
I think there was some things before that were pre-Sammy that happened on, you know.
Yeah, there were pre-Sammy stuff. There was definitely pre-Sammy stuff, because that's when, you know,
that's just King Falls
came from, and that's where, you know, everybody who's not in King Falls talks about King Falls, because they've heard the stories, but it was just all kind of weird shit. You know, like hauntings and apparitions and stuff. Because they do prefer apparitions.
They do prefer apparitions.
Every time I watch Ghost Hunters, I just have to scream at the screen, "Apparition!" The vernacular is apparition.
So yeah, I think Sammy, being the epic motherfucking guy that he is, and just how certain things either happen or don't seem to happen when they should near him, I think he is kind of like a catalyst to events.
Possibility.
I know.
It's one to think of.
Kyle, can you answer that question for me, Kyle? I hope I don't sound
we
like
promise a girl. We won't air it, Kyle.
I hope I don't sound like creepy Carl, Kyle. Oh yeah, spoiler. Spoiler, people. There is a character named Creepy Carl, and he's creepy.
Creepy Carl.
He's creepy, and his name is Carl, and that's all I'm gonna say.
I also love our favorite witch. I don't care anybody says.
Motherfucking Gwendolyn.
I want the t-shirt of her.
You know what? You know that fucking bitch voted for Trump.
Oh, well, yeah. Her and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was like,
okay, y'all just listen to a couple episodes. You can pick out who voted for who in the last election. Trust me.
No doubt. No fucking doubt.
It's not hard to figure out who voted for whom. I think she may have had something to do with getting him elected. Just saying.
You know, I think you're right.
I mean, she's a witch.
And there's, going back to the episode, there was another thing that I kind of caught on this re-listen. I'm wondering if the first caller who was like kind of like goth dude, who was like, "You better beware of the spirits, big city."
Well, our first caller is Troy.
Are you sure?
Yes, caller one is Troy.
Okay.
Notebook, Sammy.
Whoop. Sorry. Then the second caller. Then the caller before Finn.
Let's see. First caller is Troy. Love me some co-best buddy Troy. They run the commercial for Rosenberg, Rothschild,
and Dirk.
Dirk, get you money.
Dirk, get you money.
Okay, yeah, so second caller.
Yeah, it was the second caller.
The don't joke about the spirits.
I'm wondering if that dude was actually like pre-Shadowmaker.
Oh,
you know, before they edited.
Don't make me change my motherfucking story.
Before they edited.
I think you just may have solved my transition.
Before they edited the voice and all that stuff, like, I'm wondering if that's who they meant that caller to be, or if that was just like rando guy, like being like, "Hey, you think you're all tough, but you haven't seen King Falls tough, buddy.
Yeah.
So don't joke about the spirits." Like that type of thing, you know?
You know, I don't know. Maybe if we ever get the guys on the show, we'll have to.
That'd be cool.
That would be, oh my God, I'm sorry. If that happened, I would probably pass out and I would just be sitting here the entire episode.
Well, I already told Kyle that if we were to have another conversation, I would not be fangirling with hysterical laughter again. So I'll have to have you do it because I already made a promise to Kyle that I wouldn't do it. Kyle put up with me pretty well. Like he settled my nerves pretty good. So because he's a maverick, that's how he rolls.
Yeah, Kyle is so sweet. Kyle is such a good guy. He's gonna so block us on Twitter.
Kyle's like, guys, gals, non-binary pals, we need to have a talk again. And sorry if you're hearing the doot 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 doot, because that's my iPhone and it's being a pain in my ass. So I apologize for that. There we go. But no, Kyle's a fucking badass. The whole team are fucking amazing. And
Eric will follow me back on Twitter because he's like, dude, bitches be crazy. And Dana's one of them.
What did he do? Did he follow you back? Is that what you said?
No, I said that's why he doesn't follow me back.
Oh.
He hasn't figured out I'm crazy. Eric took a look at my first tweet and went, oh, hell no. She'd be fucking crazy.
Do you remember what your first tweet was about King Falls AM?
Do I remember? No, I don't.
I remember what mine was. And I mentioned it.
I was sitting out there talking about, you know, how awesome the show was, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
And it was actually literally, because I had a Twitter. God, I've had a Twitter account for a while, since like 2014 or 2015, but I never really used it.
Yeah.
And because I didn't really see any value in it. And then of course, King Falls AM. And as soon as I heard, oh geez, Palm Tree Palace, oh geez, I'm like, oh fuck. So my first KFAM Twitter tweet was belting out the Archie's Palm Tree Palace. Yes.
I know your first tweet. Because you were in the car belting out the Palm Tree Palace.
I said, if belting out that fucking jingle is wrong, then I don't want to be right. And Kyle used the official KFAM Twitter, and he was like, yep, I like that. I'm like, goddamn right you do.
I've had Twitter since, like, 2011, but again, I didn't use it. I joined it for something totally random.
Yeah.
And then, cause, you know, like, people were using Twitter to vote for players on this game show. My player didn't win. I don't remember who won, but it wasn't my player. And then after the game show was over, I just stopped using Twitter. And
yeah.
I did not go back. In fact, I had to reset all my passwords and everything else. I did not go back until I got. So, yeah, it was like, okay, there we go. And now I'm on there like every day.
Yep. Same.
Where am I? I need
to been converted to fucking Twitter addicts because of King Falls AM.
And he cannot listen to anything but King Falls shit.
Stop. And it's funny too because Eric saw that tweet and he was like, oh my God. He goes, I burst out laughing. He's like, I've needed that all week. I'm like,
yeah, I think a lot
that's
of
right, God damn it. That's fucking right. Okay.
A lot of us burst out laughing at that, but I remember that tweet. I absolutely remember, and I'm sitting there, I'm like watching this, going, what the fuck is this, and what the fuck is she doing, and my ass off.
Dawn is embarrassing herself on Twitter
yeah.
for the tens and tens of fans that follow my ass on the tweets, on the tweet feed.
Oh, one fan, she's embarrassing. You know, I have picked up quite a few followers since KFAM, so thank you for followers. Because, you know, and they're all K-fan people just about.
So yes, getting back to the episode. What an ending.
Don't joke about the spirits guy. Then we get Finn.
Yep.
Finn driving through, talking about Rosie and her pancake puppies. I swear to God, for the longest fucking time, I could not figure out what pancake puppies were. I had never heard of them. I'm like, what? And could I? Google pancake puppies? No. That would have required entirely too much effort on my part. I'm just like, what the fuck are pancake puppies? A puppy made out of pancake shit. For those of you dear listeners who don't know, pancake puppies are like hush puppies, but they're made with pancake batter.
Yep.
So, I had never heard of them. Apparently Denny's used to sell pancake puppies, but, you know, we haven't had a Denny's here in Colorado for... All of our Denny's in Colorado Springs closed down in, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years ago, maybe even longer ago than that, because this guy owned them all and he wasn't paying taxes.
Oh, whoops.
He wasn't paying his taxes. Yeah, so they shut them all down. And now they are all, some of them are Pizza Huts. One of them is an Indian place. The one by my work is an Indian place. I don't know what the other ones are, but yeah. One of them is a nail salon.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can tell they were all Denny's.
might have to, maybe Judd Gunderson knew that guy, or Salcedo knew that guy and was like, hey, you need to pay your taxes. Hey. Don, what about them spoilers? Hey!
I use that one at work all the time, too. I'm not going to talk about 6 inches.
God damn it, Don. Spoilers!
I'm such a loser.
Same.
Inconceivable. So, yes, then we have Finn call. And yes. Oh my God, I love me some Finn. Finn only gets better, by the way, listeners. Finn only gets better. He doesn't call often. We need some more Finn in our lives. Hey, maybe Finn could call. Sorry. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. But yeah, Finn, great guy. Love Finn. We need him more often. Then we have my favorite caller. First time caller. Long time listener. Shotgun
Shimmy!
I love the
Oh my god. Lonnie is just hilarious as hell.
We need some more Shotgun Sammy in our lives.
It's true.
Just, you know, we need more Shotgun Sammy, we need more Ben Arnold. We need some more Deputy Troy.
Yep. Deputy
Troy Kowser. You know, if Deputy
Did you just say did you just say we needed more Doogie Howser? Is that what you said?
Oh, I said we need more Deputy Troy Krieghauser.
Oh.
Say deputy, not deputy. I was hoping nobody would catch that thing.
I mistook Krieghauser for Doogie Howser.
We need more Doogie Howser too, but that's not the point. I'm always up for some NPH action. It's all good.
Yeah.
But, no, I was talking about Deputy Troy.
Oh, my Christ.
I can understand why you get Doogie Howser out of Krieghauser, especially since I talk fast sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I understand. Yeah, that's me. Then we have Tim Jensen.
Yes.
This is where the whole thing caught me. Like, before that, I'm just listening, like, okay. It's a late night talk show. We got some weird people calling in. Whatever. It's all good. And then...
Poor Timmy.
Finn calls. Like, even when Finn called and was talking about the rainbow lights. Whatever. Rainbow lights, there's, you know, maybe they're up north and there's some aurora borealis going on, or maybe it's the UFO, or maybe it's, you know, something. I don't know. Tim Jensen calls. Tim, first of all, is the shit.
True.
Okay.
This is not debatable.
No, it's not at all. And let me tell you, we want to talk about a character arc that just gets better as it goes.
Oh my god, yeah. His voice actor is fucking amazing.
Every single one of the characters get better as they go, but Tim Jensen, you don't realize it at the time, but now everything hinges on Tim.
Yep.
And he is right there. He is front and center for the first, I don't even know how many episodes. Because even when they aren't talking about him, you're still thinking about Tim in the background.
Yep, absolutely.
So yeah, Tim and the sound work on Tim's abduction. Oh my God, Eric, what the hell?
Yeah, Eric.
Oh my God.
What the hell, Eric? Like, oh my God.
Could you please stop editing this and make it sound good and professional? Like, we know what we're doing. It's a really good job of editing. I'm sorry, but you're no Eric. I love you, but you're no Eric.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm...
You're no Eric.
Yeah, I'm no Eric. All I do is, like, cut and paste. Eric, I don't do all the awesome sound work.
Right. Eric's sound effects, I apologize if anybody can hear my dog barking in the background. He's outside, and apparently somebody's walking their dog across the house. How dare they?
This.
He now must let everybody in the neighborhood know this is my yard, bitch. Get out. So yeah, the phenomenal.
Yep.
Phenomenal sound work on that. That right there had me hooked. It had me just, I couldn't wait to get to episode 2. Like the closing, because they weren't doing credits yet, so we didn't have the closing credits as who played who and whatever.
Yeah.
It went from closing music to opening music. And that could not happen fast enough.
Yep.
For episode 2. And you guys, when we get to episode 2, yeah, episodes 2 and 3, talking about Tim Jensen, we're going to be like all over Tim. I'm just saying. But that's where I got hooked, right there. There was no going back. Now, if I miss even just a little bit of an episode, I'm like, but Tim, even though we know what's going on with Tim now, he's back and playing with his squeaky toy. Not Tim, the dog.
Maybe Tim has a squeaky toy too. You don't know that.
Squeaky toy too. I don't know.
Or maybe Tim too has a squeaky toy. Spoilers. Wait. Damn it, Don! Spoilers!
Tim 1000.
Terma Tim?
Yes. Robo Tim?
Dr. Tim Botnick?
That one was good.
It was fucking good. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, fuck yeah, video game shout out, motherfuckers.
Yeah. But we can't be throwing letters in.
Yep.
Algebra was not my strong suit. And I liked him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my God.
That was where it had me. I was just, it was all over at that point.
Yeah.
I have been living and breathing King Falls AM since then.
For sure. You know what? Maybe we should just change this to like...
the Tim Jensen show?
No. I was thinking like King Falls, like KFAM Anonymous.
Yeah, right.
Hi there, my name is Dawn, and I've been a King Falls AM sufferer since last August of 2019.
But
and I like this podcast so very much, but now that they're on hiatus, I'm suffering from bingeothelioma.
We're suffering from bingeothelioma.
Yes, we are suffering from
to the Benton
spoiler
or bingeothelioma, and get some binge syringes.
Yep. From Kurt McGirt.
From Kurt McGirt. Yeah, that's sorry, guys. You know what?
We like
next
to do
episode,
spoilers.
I'm throwing out the line about spoilers for this episode. I'm just be like, it's spoilers for fucking everything.
Yeah, like episode 2, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Episode 2, spoilers for every fucking episode from here on out.
So, spoilers, we have spoilers in your spoilers for your spoilers. So, spoilers, 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 spoilers.
That's what we need. Okay. I think I have just designed our logo. We just need, I don't know, are you a Doctor Who fan? Do you watch Doctor Who? We need River yeah. Song standing up there going, spoilers.
Yes, or plot twist. Plot twist.
Hello, sweetie.
Plot twist. Dawn is a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, we're all pain in the ass. I'm sorry, have you met me? You want to talk pain in the ass. Hello.
Dawn is
next time I'm getting an adult beverage, this iced tea ain't going to cut it.
Dawn is a pain in the ass who doesn't do spoilers before she spoilers something.
I don't do spoilers until halfway through my own spoiler, so yeah. I'm with you, right there. I'm touching your spoilers.
We both suffer
from everybody should have listened to every goddamn episode by now. No. What's the problem?
No, we both suffer from late spoiler ejaculation.
I was just thinking verbal diarrhea, but okay, that works too.
And this is where the KFAM guys are like, oh hell no, we ain't listening to the rest of this. Ick.
if they've lasted this long,
this is where we lose them.
If you've lasted this long, dear listeners, you're a true fan of the KFAM.
You're a true fan of the KFAM. You're actually a member of the KFAM's KFAM's KFAM. So congratulations.
You're a KFAM founding member at this point.
Yes, yes, yes you are. If you're putting up with... putting up with our fucking asses.
Putting up with this shit. One of these days, we might actually get our shit together.
Today is not that day, dear listeners.
No.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals. Today is not that day.
Yes, and speaking of guys, gals, and non-binary pals, when this hiatus is over, and we're looking for new merch ideas. Y'all missed the bandwagon for masks. And I'm telling you, you could have made a fucking killing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude.
I'd have ordered extra. I'm just saying. Because my mask, I do not have any homemade masks. All of my masks are merch from podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to True Crime Obsessed and Less is Morgue. Two very good.
Yeah, podcasts. I actually saw those masks that you took photos of and put them on your Twitter feed.
On my twits. On the Twitter
on tweet. On your tweet feed. My masks are either those, you know, regular whatever, or I have those gaiters that go around your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Pull them up. So I have a Red Sox gaiter because Red Sox, motherfucker. And I have some Celtics masks.
Gee, you're a Celtics fan? I wouldn't have known.
This.
Man. I wouldn't have guessed.
I'm a fan of all things Boston because Boston is love. True.
Boston.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Yes, Boston is great.
But yeah, like totally fucking, oh my god, King Falls AM. If somebody came out with like King Falls AM masks, holy fuck.
Yep.
Like on their Zazzle or something. I'm sure the guys wouldn't be too thrilled though.
Probably not, which is why I'm saying they missed the bandwagon on that. But yeah, I was going to say, what they need to add to their merch is some bin syringes. We need some Kurt McGirt bin syringes. Like a keychain that's like a Kurt McGirt bin syringe.
Oh my god.
And
that would be fucking funny as fuck.
we need a pink t-shirt from a certain witching school.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God. Saying, with like glitter and sparklies. Oh my God.
I would not wear that shirt.
And I am not a girly girl, and I would not wear that shirt, but I would so buy the hell out of that shirt. Just saying.
Like,
I'm a girly girl, but come on.
Oh my God. Like, honestly, they have so many, once they reopen their merch store, like, they have so much, there are so many ideas for them. Like, they could totally, like, do, like, you know, 660 branded merchandise, like mugs, 660 AM branded merchandise.
We got the mug. The mug that everybody uses to drink the tears of the fans.
Of the listeners.
Yes.
Listeners.
Although I will say it also works really well for hot chocolate. Yeah.
You know, hoodie.
Yeah. I couldn't wear the hoodie. It won't. There's no way the hoodie will fit. And I know this.
Oh, bummer.
From experience, because I have a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when I put the t-shirt on, whoo, does it stretch across the puppies?
Oh my God.
My sweater stretchers are on full display. Little shout.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, we apologize.
I'm joking. That's my shout out to Pearl right there.
Oh my God. So I can't really speak for the mug usage yet. I mean, I've heard that the mug has mystical powers, and I believe
it does.
I believe that anybody that says that it has mystical powers, I believe that they are talking.
That's what my problem is with. I can't get past this block in my fan fiction. By the way, guys, we'll talk about this in a few minutes too.
Yeah.
I haven't been drinking out of my KFAM mug.
That's your issue.
Oh my God. Drink.
Out of the mug,
because it's awesome.
You need to drink out of the mug.
I will drink out of the mug, and magically all of my problems will be solved.
Dude, I should totally drink out of the mug, and money will just, like, magically appear out of thin air, and I'll be like, oh my God, like, this is totally rad.
The Nigerian prince will send us our money back.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Nigerian prince is not mentioned in King Falls, by the way.
That is true. But I will say,
listen for that. Like, what, the Nigerian prince? We gotta listen for that? No, you don't have to listen for that now.
I will say that the hoodie does have mystical powers of its own.
Yeah, yeah.
It helped me pass a massive exam in December. So,
oh, I believe
props to the hoodie for giving me the superpowers that I needed to pass.
Yep. The my average height, medium range t-shirt that is now a pillow cover is, first of all, when they open up the merch store and the Patreon, everybody go, if you can afford it, yeah. I'm going to plug their Patreon for them, even if they won't do it, even if they've closed it for right now. When it opens back up, do it. Second of all, the t-shirts, oh my fucking God. They are really good quality and
soft.
Like, just like butter. Soft
butter
like butter.
And
like
butter.
Baby bottom and butter. Oh my God. It's just on a pillow and I just snuggle up to it like Ben Arnold. Sorry, having a moment.
You're just like, man, I wish like, you know, that there was those anime body pillows that they have, like those massive.
Yes,
a Ben Arnold body pillow.
I could not sleep on my own bed. I would not be able to sleep on my own bed because I'd have an anime body pillow of every single character that they had one for.
Oh fuck, that'd be amazing.
I would be sleeping on the floor because they would all be on the bed. Speaking of which, did anybody else see that tweet?
Cuddle Polo. Cuddle Puddle. I did. And I was like, fuck yes. This is amazing. Trent's like, I call Noah.
Yes, for those of you not in the know, there was a KFAM fan, and I apologize. I don't have my Twitter pulled up, so I don't know who it was. So I would give you credit, but I don't know who you are. I'm so sorry.
Let me see. Let me see if I can give him credit. I'll pull that shit up.
Yeah, if you can find it. Who posted something about all four of the guys being in
their hotel.
Which, by the way, I'm packing up my dog and we're running away to this hotel because she posted pictures of the hotel and it looks awesome. Out in the middle of the woods, I'm so for it. So Trent was like, I call Noah. And Kyle's like, okay, but only if Noah's the big spoon. Which, you know, sent me on a J. Fink fucky list fanfic. Rant. But that is so my pillows would
oh shit, here we go.
Would have been fulfilling that fucky list fanfic.
So the original tweet is by @Blackfire2013. And her name is Alice Isn't Here.
Very good podcast, by the way.
And I have listened to it. It's not bad.
I listened to the latest season, but yeah, you're right. It's not bad.
She says, I had a dream, and I hope I'm using the right pronouns. I had a dream that Kyle, Eric, Trent, and Noah and their families checked into my hotel. And Trent's like, where is your hotel? The boys and I all staying in the same room. If so, we spooning each other. Who's paired up with each other? I'm calling Noah, by the way. Like, not even giving fucking anybody else a chance. He's like, my bitch ass is calling motherfucking Noah. That's all there is to it.
And the thread that followed.
I respect this, Trent.
I went straight to the gutter. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, because you wrote, well, that's got J. Fink Files fucky list fanfic written all over it.
Yep.
And Kyle wrote back, I respect this, Trent, but only if Noah is your big spoon. That is the content I'm here for. And Trent says, done. And then I was like, oh my god, this is the laugh I needed for today. And she responded back with a picture of the hotel. Mount Rainier, that's where she was. I was like, for some reason, I figure Mount Hood's probably right around there. Maybe I'm wrong. And it was fucking...
I don't know, I flunked geography, so I couldn't tell you.
And it was fucking funny as hell, because as soon as Trent wrote done, Noah responded back with a gif, and it's of this old lady going...
Okay, like y'all like can't old... see...
Yeah. I get that, but I'm just doing it for the record.
I'm just telling the dear listeners.
It was this like, old lady.
But she like gets right up on the camera and turns her head and has this look on her face.
Shush, you.
You know, based on the gif, Noah was all for it.
Noah was just like, what the fuck with that gif? He was just like, send an old lady gif with the old lady just kind of craning her head like, what the fuck?
Please,
the fuck
you know Noah about? Would make Trent his bitch any day of the week.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
You did. Shish.
Oops. My bad, yo. What did that out of post?
did you want me to edit that part out?
We don't have to edit that out.
Okay. We won't.
Trent knows I'm kidding and I love him. Come on.
They're all fucking badasses.
I hope by now that they all know this is done out of love and appreciation, and we're just giving.
I hope so. I hope so, because if they don't know, then you should know.
Yes. everything we do and say on here is out of nothing but love and the utmost respect for you guys.
Yep.
And the fans. Oh my God, I'm telling you right now, if it weren't for the fans some days, would not make it through some days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're new to the KFAM, welcome. We love you. We got you back.
Fucking introduce yourself. Take care of each other. For real.
So
you know, this is gonna be a long fucking podcast episode.
I know. How long have we? Oh shit! Yeah, it is. Okay. I just looked at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, dear listeners, we apologize for wasting like 10 hours of your life that you'll never get back.
15 hours little.
We should probably wrap it up.
Probably.
I know in the future we will be taking listener questions. So if you have any questions, hit us up on the DM.
Yep.
I am at ColoradoDana71 on Twitter.
And I am at IceQueen1001 on the tweet machine.
Eventually we will set up a Twitter probably for Shotgun Saturday Nights.
That is true.
If you have anything you want us to plug, and it does not have to be King Falls related, if you've got fan art, if you've got a podcast, if you're an author, if you're an artist, if you know anything like that, if you've got something you want us to plug, let us know. We will be more than happy to do it. We are here to support each other. We're here to lift each other up.
Yep.
We're here to say, you got this. What do you need from us? We can help you out.
Yep.
We will do it.
Man, there's so many fucking great artists at the top of my fucking head that I could list off right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
I won't because they haven't, you know, given permission for us to do so. But God damn it, you motherfuckers out there, give us permission to fucking name drop you, and we will. We fucking will.
Yeah.
Because the goddamn fan art and shit out there for this podcast, for any fucking podcast, is just fantastic. It's amazing.
Yep. I will say, I will plug my own shit because, you know, nobody else
plug your own shit.
On Archive of Our Own, there's so many of us have got AFAM fanfics out there on AO3. Yep. And I'm still waiting for somebody to do a Dark in the Dirt fanfic. Jay Fink, you heard me.
Dark in the Dirt. Oh my God. I know that there is the dirt. Well, no, I shouldn't say the dirt. Troy and Jacob fanfic on AO3.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I'm gonna have to go look that one up.
That's not on like the first or second page. You're gonna have to dig for it.
Is that a not safe for work one? Wait, I need to know. Okay. Well, I mean, we know that
I think it is. I think it is a safe for work one.
Okay.
I think there's one that's like safe for work, and then there's another one that might not be safe for work.
I just need to know before I like, because sometimes I open these things up to read them at work. Not that anybody can read my phone over my shoulder. I'm in an office all by myself, but that's not the point. So, and I know Dawn's writing a fanfic. I don't know. Do you have anything out there posted?
I'm just a nerd for KFAM. I mean, I have a fanfic posted on AO3.
I know this. I've read it. How come I forgot you had a fanfic posted?
It's it's called Every Day is Exactly the Same, and the title might change. I haven't really done a lot of work on it just because I've just been working on something else recently that has 9 pages so far, so it's going. And I'll probably end up posting that to AO3 too, but it's going to get dark. It's going to get dark before it gets light. And that's just how that is, boys and girls, guys, gals, non-binary pals.
My latest is going to get dark and just stay there, at least for the time being. So, yes. So, guys, like we said, anything, you know, hit us up. We're here for it. We don't know what date this is going to drop yet, do we?
I was thinking.
Oh, she's thinking. Watch out! Back off. Love you.
Jesus Christ, Dawn, that's a start. You were thinking, what? I was thinking the 15th.
That's kind of where I was going to. Keep them with the 1st and the 15th.
Yeah.
Go with a theme.
Indeed.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. If that changes, let me know. I will wait a day or two before I go post. This is when we are going to drop it. Is the 15th.
And I don't think it'll change. I don't think I'll have to do a lot of editing.
I don't know. There's a lot of laughter in there.
There's a lot of swearing with love. With love for certain people.
Yes. We love you all, guys. Guys, gals, non-binary pals, fans, and artists, and creators, and actors alike.
Mm-hmm. True story. True story, bro.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Shotgun Saturday Nights, an unofficial King Falls AM fancast. Our intro music is Get Ready by Fezlian Studios, and our outro track is The Slumber of the Blackwood by As Above, So Below, off of their album Redos 2, which is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. Until next time.